98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A report out of the Pentagon says there's been an almost 19% drop in reports of unwanted sexual contact amongst service members.
A significant drop in what the Pentagon calls the prevalence rate of contacts that can range from unwanted touching to rape is the first in 8 years. There was also a drop in the number of reports of sexual assaults over the past year. Pentagon officials have emphasized awareness and made changes to bring down the number of sexual assaults in the military, but it remains unclear what might be behind the new reduction, as numbers had continued to rise despite those efforts. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Customs and Border Protection reporting 2 straight months of declining detentions of migrants at the southern border. The April figure was the lowest since President Biden took office. Inflation slowed slightly last month. The government's consumer price index rising 0.3% from March to April. The slowdown spurred by lower food and car prices. This is ABC News. New and renewed allegations of sexual assault against illusionist David Copperfield.
16 women say they were assaulted by David Copperfield. The allegations published by the UK news outlet The Guardian, which says the dates of the claims range between the 1980s and 2014. More than half involve women who are underage at the time, and the magician is accused of drugging and assaulting at least 3 of the women. Copperfield's lawyers say the claims are false. Many of them have been made before and were investigated by U.S. law enforcement, resulting in no charges. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
President Biden addressed the 40th annual Peace Officers Memorial Service.
I've unfortunately spoken to too many funerals of too many police officers. Extraordinary, brave, heroic public servants kept us safe. Being a police officer is not just what you do, it's who you are.
Mr. Biden noted that violent crime in the U.S. has hit a 50-year low, due in part, he says, to his administration's push to get illegal guns off streets. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers, and maybe a storm or two, especially early. Highs in the mid-60s. Warmer Friday, sunshine, highs mid to upper 70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm
Q Country.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt on your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand, and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game.
Country. Lord up above, and he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to break through walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for it. Down the road near me, you found the faith, and you will one day take her home.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get wrong, I get it real wrong. Take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three.
been feeling like I should call you up, maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me.
Another celebrity running for president. They surveyed 2,000 Americans, asked them what celebrity they'd like to see run for president. You know who came in first? I was surprised by this one. Denzel Washington. I can't say Denzel would be a good or bad president. I haven't heard a lot of his political views. Followed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I think it'd be cool to have a president that went by The Rock. And finally, Tom Hanks, top three on the list. Who do you think you would pick if you wanted another celebrity as president?
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know.
Peace.
nominations for the ACM Awards. We'll see where she comes out later on tonight. Of course, you can tune in to the ACM Awards. They will be on the tube tonight. A lot of great performances going to be there, too. Lainey Wilson, she's going to be performing. Cody Johnson, I think, is going to be performing. Jelly Roll is going to be performing. And I even think Megan is going to be on the bill, too. So going to have to tune in and watch that.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers, and maybe a storm or two, especially early. Highs in the mid-60s. Warmer Friday, sunshine, highs mid to upper 70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Attention, please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
Country.
98Q Country.
Cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country. 98QCountry.com.
The radio. Dylan Scott before that, and Penrod working into your Thursday. A 68-year-old Walmart greeter in North Carolina suffered injuries to his face and head after being punched in the eye by a man whose girlfriend was angry that she'd been asked to show her receipt at the door. I didn't know Walmart did that. I know Sam's Club did that. I guess if it's a, they can do whatever they want. I say get rid of all the self-checkouts, and then you don't have to do that.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake?
Such thing as a broken heart. Didn't care about trying to change, no.
98